Today, President Trump called last night's Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling against his travel ban a disgraceful decision. And it's not the first time the San Francisco-based court has been accused of overreaching. Many Western Republicans say the Ninth Circuit is too liberal, it's too big, it should be split up. And now there's an effort to do that. A new bill in Congress would break up the Ninth Circuit and create a new 12th Circuit Court of Appeals. The last time a new circuit court was created was all the way back in 1981. Aaron Scharf is a professor at the Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law at Arizona State University and a former clerk on the Ninth Circuit. Professor Scharf, welcome.
Thank you so much.
So the Ninth Circuit covers nine Western states. Covers Guam and the Northern Mariana Islands as well. How unique is this court compared to other federal appeals courts around the country?
Look, I think there's no question that the Ninth Circuit is the largest circuit by far. That, I think, is, to me, a real strength of the circuit. As someone who worked for the court and had the privilege of clerking there, the diversity of the jurisdictions the court covered to me were always a strength of the circuit and the diversity of perspectives that came on the bench as a result.
Well, Senator Jeff Flake from your home state there in Arizona disagrees. He's just introduced a bill that would split the court up, and he told Fox News this week that Congress has been trying to do this since the 1940s.
It's far too big. It represents 20% of the population of the country. 40% of the land mass is in that jurisdiction. And it's just too big. We have a bedrock principle of swift access to justice. And if you live in Arizona or anywhere in the Ninth Circuit, you just don't have it. 15 months it takes for the average decision to be handed down. And that's far too long.
It sounds like you disagree with Senator Flake.
I don't want to say that I disagree with Senator Flake. I think that there are complications to having a circuit as large as the Ninth Circuit. And I think when you think about what the problems are that Senator Flake has identified and whether or not splitting the circuit is the right solution, time and time again, they've discussed this and sort of said, look, there are other things we could do, right? Right now, if we're concerned about access to justice, there are four open seats on the Ninth Circuit that could be filled. And certainly having more judges on open seats would allow swifter access to justice. The efficiency gains of splitting the circuit have never been so clear that every time they deliberate these things, they come back to other ways of dealing with what are some real issues with ensuring that people have swift access to justice.
Well, you mentioned those four empty seats. Presumably, President Trump could fill those. They could go to more conservative-leaning judges. But, you know, the court also has a reputation for being very liberal. Some people will call it the Nutty Ninth or the Ninth Circus. You worked there. Do you think the reputation's fair?
The Ninth Circuit gets a lot of controversial cases, and those are the ones that get the headlines. But most of the cases the Ninth Circuit hands down aren't heard by the Supreme Court, aren't reversed. The vast majority of cases are dealt with expeditiously and are not controversial. And there's a real value in having consistency in federal law across the circuit.
So, and I'm just looking at some of the past cases that have made headlines in the Ninth Circuit that have not been popular with Republicans. There was a ruling against Don't Ask, Don't Tell that covered gays in the military, of course. It ruled that the phrase under God and the Pledge of Allegiance is unconstitutional. And then in 2011, I remember this, I was there in Arizona. It upset many people there when it ruled against key parts of the state's immigration law known as SB 1070. So are you saying that Republicans are using those sorts of things as chum, essentially, to create the argument against the Ninth Circuit?
I think that there are real concerns about efficiency, but I also have some concerns. Look, the judicial nominations process in this country has been broken for a very, very long time. And I worry that this new circuit debate is another attempt for the political branch to make more partisan what I think is one of our finest democratic institutions, our independent judiciary. And not everyone is going to agree with any Ninth Circuit ruling on any given day or maybe over the course of a year. But the Ninth Circuit's judges are wonderfully talented, diverse people who are unafraid to write majorities in dissents and weigh in on the critical issues of the day.
I take your point that changing the way we appoint judges maybe would help the system become more efficient in the Ninth Circuit. But just looking at Senator Flake's plan that would create a new 12th Circuit, what do you make of his argument that cutting back that caseload would speed things up? And that would be a good thing.
I think it really depends on how many judges are assigned to the new 12th Circuit and the former 9th Circuit, because what really determines caseload is the number of judges that can hear cases and the number of staff members that can schedule those cases in an expeditional fashion. So it can't be just the case that splitting up 100 cases into two groups of 50 cases is going to allow us to hear these cases more quickly. Senator John Kyle, who was our former Senator John Kyle, was really thoughtful about these issues for a number of years. And he sort of said, you know, when you think about what the challenges are of the Ninth Circuit, California is really the elephant in the room. They hear, something like 60% of civil cases
the Ninth Circuit hears
are coming from California. So as you think about splitting up the Ninth Circuit, what efficiency gains are there to separate California from the rest of the Ninth Circuit?
And it will be interesting to watch this because, of course, Donald Trump is a Republican in the White House and Republicans control Congress now. So there may be changes ahead for the Ninth Circuit. Aaron Scharf is a professor at the Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law at Arizona State University, also a former law clerk on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Professor, thank you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.